Shalom. We celebrate many blessings this evening as we first of all welcome our amazing TBS religious school teachers. Yay! They give up their Sunday morning sleep and or their Tuesday evenings and so much time and effort to help raise our children to be good and knowledgeable and compassionate Jews. We cannot thank them enough. We welcome our second and third graders and their families. We will be very happy to welcome you up to the Bima to lead a couple of songs tonight. And I need to mention Rabbi Perlin's extreme excitement at seeing some college grads here this evening. So we welcome them, and both of us welcome them. And if the Miller family is not sitting in their regular seats
you're very close.
That we see them in every Friday night, we know it must be a Miller bat mitzvah. Mazel tov to Kylie Mariah Miller, who will, with grace and poise and ease, lead us in Shabbat worship tomorrow morning. We are glad your out-of-town family is here to see you in your element up on your bima in your sanctuary, a place you have been many, many times, but here this weekend as a Jewish adult. So mazel tov to all of you. Whether you have come to celebrate Shabbat, to express thanks for the blessings of learning and community and Jewish values, to pray for a loved one who's in need of healing, or to remember a cherished loved one who is no longer with us. Whatever brings you to our sanctuary this evening, we are very glad that you are here. We continue with our song of celebrating community. How good it is when we all come together. Hine Matov, page 3. Officially welcome Shabbat with the lighting of the Shabbat candles, and we call upon tonight a number of women from Kylie's family. We call up Kylie and Taya and Marnie. We call up Grandma and Nana and Grandma Patty and Aunt Regina and Aunt Sue to kindle and bless our Shabbat lights, and we're grateful you're here to magnify the light and warmth of our Shabbat this evening. Candle lighting is on page 6.
Shabbat is the most important day of our lives. We welcome Shabbat with our preparations by putting out the candles and the wine and taking the time to get or bake a challah. Shabbat comes alive in our families when we are home. Shabbat is alive with joy and community when we come into our sanctuary and kindle our lights, share our prayers, and sing our songs to God. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kidshani B'Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu L'Hadlik Ner Shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Baruch Ata
Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. We can continue with the singing of Yismachu HaShemayim from the Psalms, page 7. We are grateful for our beautiful and holy world, And our second and third graders are now going to come forward to help lead us in a song of thanks that we like to do here at TBS, When God Made the World. On page 9, there are hand motions. And they will help lead all of us. Thank you, second and third graders. The bottom of page 10. Long ago, God told the Jewish people to listen. We listened to God's words, and we wrote down what we heard in our Torah. Love God with all of your heart. Keep your promises and tell the truth all the time. Speak words that are kind. Give tzedakah and help those in need. Keep Shabbat. Honor parents and teachers. Learn and study. We praise you, our God. You gave us your Torah. We promise to follow your commandments and to make the Torah an important part of our lives. We celebrate Jewish learning this evening, and one of our earliest Jewish lessons is how God is within every living being. We affirm this teaching and this reality with our Shema prayer on page 12. Please rise.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hafta et Adonai Elohecha, v'chol levavcha uv'chol nafshecha uv'chol ma'odecha, v'hayu hadvarim ha'ele, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, al levavecha, v'shinan tam levanecha, v'dibarta bam, v'shivtecha b'veitecha, v'vlechtecha b'derech, u'shochbecha uv'kumecha. Ukshartam laot al yadecha, v'hayu letotafot bein einecha,
Uchtavtam al nesuzot beitecha uvisharecha. Lema'an tizkeru va'asitem et kol mitzvotai. Vitem kedoshim lelohechem. Ani Adonai Elohechem. Asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Liot lachem Elohim. Ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. Long ago, our people were slaves in Egypt. We prayed to God, please help us to be free. Finally, Moses led us out of Egypt so we could worship in freedom. When we came to the sea, the people sang a song to thank God. Now we pray that everyone will be free. We praise you, eternal God, who freed your people, Israel. Weights I did this morning. That's a good one. Vishamru means to protect and preserve. We join together in singing Vishamru, a song from the Torah. From generation to generation, learning from parents and from teachers, we protect our precious seventh day, our Shabbat, as a time for joyful prayer and song and community. Page 15. Shemayim v'yet ta'aret v'shamru b'nei Yisrael et ha'shabat la'asot et Rise for the tefillah.
Adonai sefatai tiftach ufi yagita hilatecha. Eternal God, open our lips that our mouths may declare your glory.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu v'Elohei Avotenu v'Imotenu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, v'Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, v'Elohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor v'Hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, V'Konei Hakol, V'Zocher Chaste Avot v'Imahot, Umeivig ula livene venehem, Lama'an shemo yahava, Melech ozer umoshia umagen, Baruch ata Adonai, Magen Avraham v'Ezrat Sarah. Me, my family, the Jewish people, and Torah, a tree of life, roots holding on to the past, branches reaching to the future, leaves dancing like children, growing and changing with the seasons, teaching peace, caring, sharing, tolerance, understanding,
parent-child,
from generation to generation. We have come together to pray. Prayer is sharing and singing, reading in quiet moments. When we pray, we talk to God about the things that are most important to us, trying to be the best person we can be, or how we can make the world a better place.
We can pray anywhere at any time.
This place, our temple, is special.
When Jews gather together to pray, the place where we gather becomes holy. Holy means special and blessed by God.
This place, our temple, is holy.
Here in our temple, we pray that we can live holy lives, repairing our world, making peace, and always caring for others. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, who helps us to be holy as you are holy. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Melo kol ha'aretz kevodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole universe is filled with God's glory. You may be seated. Our prayer for Hoda'ah, for thanksgiving, is on page 19. God of goodness, we give thanks for the gift of life, wonder beyond words, for our light within, for the world around us so filled with beauty,
for the richness of the earth,
which day by day sustains us, for our friends and families who love and take care of us, for all that we are and all we can be. For all of this and more, we give our thanks. And it asks in the little Jewish value box underneath, we thank God for all we have each time we pray. What are you thankful for? One thing we're very thankful for, especially when we have it, is good health. And we're also grateful for the body's ability to heal and gain strength after an illness or an injury. We pause to send our prayers to those who need this miraculous gift of healing. May they find greater strength on this Shabbat and in the week ahead. Our traditional prayer for healing, Misha Berach, is on page 24.
Of our hearts.
Say shalom, bimram haduya. Say shalom.
Day of Sunday school at Temple Beer Shalom. The wonderful synagogue where all the Jewish Bear families came together to be Jewish. The third grade Cubs were all excited because summer was coming and they were having a last day of school party. But also they were sad. Because they really liked coming to Temple on Sunday mornings, and they loved their teacher, Mr. Grizzlyberg. We're gonna miss you, Mr. Grizzlyberg! Oh, we lost one. All right, I'll miss you too, but settle down, little cubs. We still have a little more class here. Before we finish our wonderful third grade year, I want to ask you a question. What is it? You see, our early rabbis, hundreds of years ago, taught that our parents and our teachers were partners in teaching all of our children. And our rabbis also told us what the most important things were that we had to teach our children. Do you know what one of the most important things that we have to teach our children is? What is it? The rabbi said, we have to teach our children how to swim. Swim? What? Well, why do you think it's so important, third graders, that we teach our children how to swim?
Well, you need to be safe if you're at the beach or at a pool. Oh, that's a good point. Good, good, good. Well, you might fall in and you need to know what to do. And lots of people at pool parties and you don't want to be left out. Oh, good answer, good answer, good answer. Oh, such great answers, third graders. But I have one final question I will ask you as your third grade teacher. This is the question. Did I teach you how to swim? Did you teach us how to swim? What? Well, this was very puzzling for the third graders. They had never taken a class trip to the beach, and Temple Bar Shalom didn't have a place to swim. They were not the shul with the pool. What was Mr. Grizzlyberg talking about? They thought and thought. Finally, one third grader said, "Oh, I remember that one time where you taught us that Israeli dance, the hora, and we kicked and kicked and kicked, and it was so much fun. Maybe all that kicking was like learning how to swim. Was that it, that we were kicking? Oh, good answer, good answer. Oh, someone else thought of something. I remember when we'd have Hebrew question and answer time, and you'd ask us to name all the Hebrew letters, and our arms kept going up in the air and up and down as we raised our hands. That's kind of like the backstroke. Oh, good answer, good answer, good answer. Oh, I know. We played that beanbag game, and whenever our beanbag would land in the hole, there was a picture of a Torah story, and we'd have to tell about a story when our beanbag got in the hall, and we were just throwing and throwing and throwing, and it was kind of like swimming the crawl. Good answer, good answer, good job, good job. One more. Oh, you know the time we went outside and we lied on our backs? We all lied on our backs, and you had us look at the sky, and we had to say the special blessing, the special bracha for seeing the beauty of the sky and the beauty of seeing nature. We were thanking God for our beautiful world. Well, you know what? Lying down like that was like doing a back float. That's right. Oh, good job, good job, good job. Oh, third graders, oh my goodness, you're so smart. These are such creative answers, Mitsuyan. And you know what? I have another answer to my question. Did I teach you how to swim? It's true that swimming is about getting around a pool of water, but sometimes we say that swimming is that life is like a big ocean, and that we have to learn how to swim in the sea of life. We have to teach our children to learn to live good lives when they're grown up. And they have to learn how to get around and how to make good decisions in the world. So what you learn here at Temple Bar Shalom is helping you to be strong and safe swimmers in the sea of life. Ooh. Now, I'm going to show you, with the help of our wonderful third grade madricha, who's been our fantastic madricha all year, Kylie. Yay, Kylie! So she's going to help as we show you. Now, class, what is this? It's a floaty! It's a floaty! It is a floaty! So here at Sunday school, you learn to do Jewish dances with joy. This floaty is like the Jewish value of happiness. It helps you to stay afloat in the sea of life. You have to have happiness. And here's another floaty.
Oh, there it is.
And this floaty is like how you learn Hebrew here. Once you know your Hebrew prayers, you can join in all the Jewish services and celebrations anywhere in the world all through your life. It keeps you afloat in the Jewish world. And there's another floaty. You learn Torah stories and you learn important Jewish values, and these help you make good Jewish choices that will keep you swimming away happily in the sea of life. And fourth, you learn about saying blessings of thankfulness. When you have hoda'ah, when you have gratitude in your heart, that helps you live the happiest life that you can live. Mr. Grizzlyberg! Whoops! Mr. Grizzlyberg, you did teach us how to swim. You taught us to swim in the sea of life. Whee! Yay! Thank you, Mr. Grizzlyberg. And now, thank you, Carmen. You can sit. And now, I guess these guys can all stay up here. We will take a few minutes not only to thank Mr. Grizzlyberg, but also thank our teachers who have taught us at TBS how to swim in the sea of life, our TBS teachers. Right, these guys will go away. A Jewish teacher is a very special person. A Jewish teacher needs not only to pass along skills and knowledge about Jewish tradition, but also to get across an understanding of why this tradition is still important to us, why it's relevant, how we learn and do in this sacred space, how it enhances our life in our modern day. And even more, a Jewish teacher needs to help form bonds and friendships among his or her students so they learn the gift of Jewish community. And even this is not enough. Our teachers must engage our students' hearts and spirits, creating an environment that will inspire and develop feelings of warmth and compassion and gratitude and spiritual awe. They must help guide their students to a satisfying life that is full of doing mitzvahs. It is not an easy thing to be a Jewish teacher, but it is a vitally important thing, a meaningful thing, a fulfilling thing, and we hope at times it is even a very fun thing. So this evening we acknowledge those very special people who put their time and their effort, their creativity and their talents, their minds and their hearts into creating a place where young Jewish souls can grow in every possible way. So I will one by one call up our teachers forward, and you can stand here in front of the Ark. Our teachers are Paula McGordy, pre-KK, Matthew Reisman, pre-KK, Sharon Kaufman, first grade, fourth grade Hebrew, and assistant educator. Pam Dettelbach, second grade teacher. And not all our teachers are able to be here tonight, but we acknowledge and thank them all. Donna Courtney, third grade, and Gimel Hebrew teacher. Susan Saul, fourth grade. Steve Kronthal, fifth grade. Mara Surridge, sixth grade, who I will acknowledge after 11 years is taking a break for a few years and then coming back. Alan Berkowitz, seventh grade. Frank Cohn, B'nai Mitzvah Torah and Yes teacher. Rabbi Amy Perlin, B'nai Mitzvah, Confirmation and Post-Con. Jack Schreibman, Yes teacher. Gary Perlin, Yes teacher. Ron Schmall, Yes teacher. Rachel Schreiman, music specialist. Stephanie Leung, Hebrew through movement specialist. Emily Gross, Aleph Hebrew, Debbie Tannenbaum, Bet Hebrew. Alex Eichel, Hebrew Reading Specialist. Sharon Drasnin, Hebrew Reading Specialist. Deborah Koblenz, B'nai Mitzvah Tutor for every single bar and bat mitzvah. And I also want to call up Michelle Glicklin, our religious school chairperson. Eloheinu velohe avotenu v'imotenu, our God and God of our ancestors, bless these most special members of our congregation, our teachers, who give of their time and talents, their love of Judaism and of Jewish values, to share the beauty and importance of our sacred heritage with our youth. They have truly taught our children how to swim, to grow, to be competent and caring Jews who have the skills to navigate their way to a big world. Berechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May you feel surrounded and nurtured by God's blessings as you take with you in your hearts the knowledge of this very sacred task that you have done. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And our second and third graders are going to come on up and sing a blessing that is a traditional blessing from the Talmud for our beloved teachers.
Our service continues with Aleinu on page 25. Please rise.
Aleinu l'shaveach l'adonai hakol.
You may be seated. Page 27. When I die, give what's left of me away to children and old men that wait to die. And if you need to cry, cry for your brother walking the street beside you. And when you need me, put your arms around anyone and give them what you need to give me. I want to leave you something, something that is better than words or sounds. Look for me in the people I've known or loved. And if you cannot give me away, at least let me live in your eyes and not in your mind. You can love me best by letting hands touch hands, by letting go of children who need to be free. Love doesn't die, people do. So when all that's left of me is love, give me away. At this time in our service, we remember all those whose love gave us so much so that we are able to share our love with others. In our year of mourning, we remember our beloved members, John Drasnin, Brian C. Lewis, Bernie Rosemarin, Stephen Kamen, Laura Schick, and Leon Bainwall. And we mourn the losses for our members in the past 30 days. Chris Coltese, my friend and friend of Betty Schneider, Bernard Deutsch, friend of Stephanie Leung, Jerry Goldsmith, friend of the Bond family, Dr. Dan Brightstein, cousin of Sandy Kleinman, Jason Kleinman, and Rabbi Kevin Kleinman. And we welcome Barbara Fitzgerald and the family back as we continue to mourn with you and say Kaddish with you, as we remember with deep love and affection Julian Spector, father of Barbara Fitzgerald, affectionately known as the Triplet. And we remember Austin Cohen, friend of Jay Copeland, Dave Citron, father of Joel, Marion Breskin, mother of Bill Breskin, Carol Lewis, wife of David, mother of Amy and Jenna, beloved member, Sue Ann Bangel, mother of Billy Eisner, Mary Hirsch, mother of Stephen Hirsch, and we send your family our love with all of our hearts. Mike Eggerer, friend of Rebecca Copeland, and Steve Crow, friend of the Courtney and Clark families. And we remember with love the Yortzites that fall the Shabbat in this week. Robert Bachrach, Herman Brenner, Eleanor Metzner, Elliot Hirschman, Arthur Hirschman, Emmanuel Miller, Philip Blum, Betty Davis, Alice Oliveira, Dennis O'Neill, Norman Wolf, Anna Holland, Eunice Hurwitz, Mary Catherine Simmons, John Meehan, Jack Drillick, Stephen Lent, Terry Bendick, Kestrel Kalmus, Francis Weinstein, Abraham Ashkenaz, Philip Kamen, Linda Rosenfeld, Eve Tobin, Ben Goldman, Walter Kaufman, Terry Goldring, Eleanor Setzman, and Barbara Cohen. And Kylie remembers with deep love and affection her great uncle Mark, for whom she was named, and her grandpa Bruce. Zichronam livracha. May all of their memories be with us as we go through each day, feeling their love. We pray for all those who we remember and all those who have no one to remember them, as we rise for the Kaddish on page 28. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabah, v'yalma divra hirute v'yamlich malchute, v'chayechon v'yamechon v'chayei d'chol beit Yisrael, v'agalau v'zman kari v'imru, amen. Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach Leolam Omei Omaya Yitvarach V'yishtabach V'yitpa'ar V'yitramam V'yitnaseh V'yitadar V'yitaleh V'yitalal Shmei Dekutcha Baruchu Le'ela Amin Kol Birchata V'shirata Tushbechata V'nechemata Damiran V'yalma V'imru Amen Yehei Shlomo Rabba Min Shemaya V'chaim alenu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru, amen. Oseh shalom b'mramav, hu ya'aseh shalom alenu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru, amen. V'imru, v'imru, v'imru. From this important moment of sacred memory to a moment that a young woman has been planning since the day of her sister's bat mitzvah. I remember Kylie coming up to me at Taya's bat mitzvah and saying, I'm already starting to plan mine. She was pushing Taya out of the way and ready to go. And luckily she has a sister who loves her enough to say, great, Kylie, you go. And so it is my pleasure to welcome regulars to the Bima. What makes you a regular? That you have reserved seats even when we have no reserved seats in our sanctuary. And I hope and pray that the three generations that are mine in this congregation, that are ours, continue to pray and stay together for many years to come. We have waited for this day. Kylie has waited for this day. I've watched her face as she's watched all of her classmates come up here, and she could envision her bat mitzvah day. But the thing that you should be most proud of is that she is a bat mitzvah every day, not just today. So I ask you to turn to the Kiddush on page 29 as I welcome the immediate four millers up to the Bima for Kiddush.
The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day in its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we were created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving. Baruch Atarunai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Borei Puri Hagafen.
Amen.
Baruch Atarunai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Yitshanu B'mitzvotav Eratzav Anu V'Shabbat Kadsho B'Ahava Uvratzon Kinchei Lanu Zikaron L'Maaseh Bereshit Ki hu yom tehillah lemikraye kodesh, zecher litziat mitzrayim.
Ki vanu vracharta, yaltanu ki darashta, mikol ha'amin, v'shabbat kashecha, Amen.
stand on my side of Mom and Dad.
Eighteen years ago, it was just the two of you. You united your lives, you got together, and you had dreams. You had dreams and visions of the world as you wanted it to be, and the world that you wanted to share together. You couldn't have imagined 18 years ago tonight. You couldn't have imagined these two loving girls by your side and how they would change your lives. You couldn't have imagined that you'd be part of a community that loves and adores you and cherishes everything that you do, or that you would be so close to family and so devoted to family and friends that none of us can imagine not having you in our lives. And so, we are so proud as a congregation to bless 18 years together, your high anniversary on this special weekend. And it is my privilege for the two of you to be able to say Shehachianu today, to renew your love, to renew life together, and to celebrate this important moment. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, Shehachianu v'kiyamanu v'hidyanu lazman hazeh. We give thanks to you, O Lord our God, ruler of the universe, for giving Scott and Marnie life, for sustaining them in love each day of their lives, and for enabling them to reach this sacred moment of high with their beautiful daughters by their side and the community and family who love them, surrounding them. And we all say, Amen. I was going to say you may kiss the bride. Simen tovu, mazel tovu, mazel tovu, simen tovu, simen tovu, mazel tovu. And have a birthday in June, or if tonight is your real birthday and you're feeling young, you may come up now for your birthday blessing. Wow, I remember when most of you were born. You are so important to your temple family. We love you, we cherish you. We've watched you grow up and we continue to watch you grow and take charge of your world. Some of you are approaching adulthood, some sooner than others. And we are so glad that you can come here for your blessing. Please know that your families love you more than anything in the world, and that your temple family loves you as well. Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God bless you and keep you this birthday month and throughout the coming year. And may the Torah always be part of your hearts and your lives. And we all say, Amen.
Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
My name is David Sherrington. I'm the president of Temple Bnei Shalom. So pleased to see everyone here for Shabbat worship. Thank you, Rabbi Perlin and Rabbi Rappaport, for leading us in worship this evening. Thank you, Rachel and Rob, for leading us with your beautiful voices and music. Mazel Tov Kylie, with grace, poise, and confidence, you have stood before congregations, classrooms, audiences. Tomorrow you bring all that experience and with so much meaning. Wishing you, your family, and friends a wonderful day tomorrow. I know it will be that. Thank you to our teachers. We all have our favorite teachers from our youth. Think how many of our students will look back at the religious school and Hebrew school teachers as their favorites, and with good reason. We have so many wonderful things happening at TBS over the next month. Starting tomorrow morning, please join Minion Makers for Saturday morning worship. A light breakfast will begin at 8:15 a.m. and services at 8:45. Please, please, please join us this Sunday, June 4th, for the annual meeting at 9:30 a.m. It's tremendous fun. It's tremendously important. It's essential that we have a large member turnout for the annual meeting. And we're going to begin signing members at 9 a.m. We have a special video playing that I think you're really going to enjoy. So, you know, you got to be here for that. And Brotherhood will be providing bagels and coffee. So please, please be here on Sunday. And even if you're dropping your children off for the King's Dominion Day on Sunday, come on in and register grab a bagel, grab a coffee, and thanks for doing that. Also, this coming up this Thursday, June 8th, TBS is joining with our neighbors, Christ Church. It's something they've largely put together, but we've been good partners in to Stop Hunger Now. And they have really created an enormous task of packaging 250,000 meals for families around the world. And together, we've been, with great support from the rabbis and from Rabbi Perlin, they've carved out a night for us to go over and help do some of this packaging, which is this coming Thursday, June 8th. So if you're available that night and want to come do some good deeds with our neighbors, a tremendous opportunity to do just that on Thursday. Next Friday night, Sheldon Lowe will be back here at TBS. And if you're new to TBS or have any questions or would like more information, members of our board and membership committee would love to speak with you. This evening, our membership committee representatives are Sharon and Mark Goldman. There they are. If you have any questions, please see Sharon and Mark at ONEG. Wishing you a very restful weekend and looking forward to seeing you on Sunday morning. Shabbat Shalom.
Please, if you haven't signed up for Stop Hunger Now, please give us Thursday night. They are having 300 people at every shift. We have two shifts, and I think as of today, we had less than 50 people signed up for both shifts. And they're doing 300 people a shift. So if you've got some time Thursday night, please sign up. I've done this Stop Hunger Now experience. It's amazing, and we would love to have you support. And it's a great way for us to do interfaith work together. And you get to hear my blessing on video because their full-time videographer came and filmed me. welcome back to the Waltons. And our closing song is on Shabbat, on page 30. If you decided that you're tired of sitting and you want to shake it, you can stand.
Shabbat candles, watch them shine, they look so fun.
award for best chorus line goes to the men at the corner. And Kathy Tran, you win the award for shaking it best at services. So go shake her hand afterwards, but shaking a baby is much better than shaking a shaker. Please rise for the benediction. Eloheinu, Velohei, Doroteinu, our God and God of all the generations who have come before us. We thank you for this evening where we celebrate education, and we remember that our chief educator, Rabbi Rappaport, guides and sustains all of us as we teach, and we thank you, God, every day that she is here with us. We thank you for the ability to come together to share our values each and every Shabbat in this loving community. Adonai oz la'amo yitain, Adonai yivarech et amo v'shalom. Always remember that God gives you strength when you need it. May God bless your life with peace. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.